This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. A mutant strand of the coronavirus is forcing more countries to shut down air travel from the United Kingdom. Bulgaria will close its air, sea, and land borders to travelers coming from the UK from midnight until January 31st. The health ministry made that statement on Sunday. State news agency IRNA reports Iran has also suspended flights for 2 weeks. Another country, Turkey, temporarily suspended flights from Britain, according to the health minister, as well as Netherlands, Denmark, and South Africa over a new strain of coronavirus. Ireland, Italy, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands banned flights from Britain earlier on Sunday. Kuwait and Israel also followed suit. British scientists have been scrambling to work out whether the mutant strain may be resistant to the crop of newly developed vaccines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a virtual lockdown for London and the southeast of England, with people urged to stay at home. All non-essential stores are now to close, and people should not enter or leave the British capital or large parts of southeast of England. U.S. lawmakers are close to finalizing a coronavirus relief package to provide the first new aid in months. There is hope a vote will happen on Sunday after late Saturday negotiations where senators from both parties struck a compromise on final hurdles. There was a dispute over Federal Reserve Pandemic Lending Authority. The package would be the second largest economic stimulus in U.S. history, following a $2.3 trillion aid bill passed in March. The package would give $600 direct payments to individuals, boost unemployment payments by $300 per week, and provide aid to small businesses. This is VOA News. The Pfizer Incorporated coronavirus vaccine could be given in Chile as early as next week. President Sebastian Piñera said Sunday that initial injections would go toward healthcare workers. The Chilean health regulator said on Wednesday that it had approved emergency use of the vaccine. The same day, President Piñera said that the laboratory would send the first 20,000 doses before the end of December. The U.S. is expected to make a recommendation on Sunday for who will be next in line to receive the coronavirus vaccine. This comes as shipments of the second approved vaccine by Moderna Incorporated began leaving warehouses. Companies and industry groups are lobbying to get their U.S. workers classified as essential, entitled to vaccines immediately after healthcare professionals and long-term care facility residents. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel is expected to vote on a work group's proposal to make frontline essential workers and persons 75 years and older next in line to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The frontline group includes 30 million workers, such as first responders, teachers, food and agriculture, manufacturing, U.S. Postal Service, public transit, and grocery store workers. Non-frontline workers, like those in the media, finance, energy, and IT and communication industries, are proposed to receive the vaccine in the ensuing round. Facebook has taken down content that spread lies in Israel against coronavirus vaccinations as the government seeks to drum up support for the program, that according to the Justice Ministry on Sunday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this weekend became the first in line to get vaccinated in Israel. Opinion polls show some two-thirds of the public want to follow suit. Sydney was isolated from the rest of Australia on Sunday after all of the country's states and territories imposed travel restrictions on its residents as a coronavirus cluster in the city grew to around 70. The Australian Capital Territory sent a stern "Do not come to us" message to Sydney, warning its residents they would be quarantined for 2 weeks if they arrived. In China's Wuhan, the original epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, the city's residents are returning to normal life. It's been almost 7 months since the city recorded a locally transmitted case of the disease due to the strict citywide lockdown and a mass testing event of almost all of the city's 11 million residents. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.